24/7 Radio Network, broadcasting from AM and FM stations around the country. Welcome to the Small Business Administration award-winning School for Startups Radio, where we talk all things small business and entrepreneurship. Now, here is your host, the guy that believes anyone can be a successful entrepreneur because entrepreneurship is not about creativity, risk, or passion, Jim Beach.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting edition of School for Startups Radio. It is Thursday, a terrific Thursday, the 22nd of August. Remember, it is a choice. Each and every day you can decide whether it's going to be a good day or not. Wake up and say it's going to be a good day and then make that happen. I've got a great, great show for you today. From IBM, Christy Kolsky will be with us to talk about the incredible things that IBM Watson is doing at the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament this weekend and next weekend. It is cool. After that, Maureen Tusty will be with us to talk about an amazing new movie that she has just made called She Rises Up. It's about three very poor entrepreneurs from, one's from Senegal, one's from Peru, and one's from Sri Lanka. It's an amazing story. And then our good friend Wayne Elliott is back to talk Strauss Naturals and the incredible health benefits of their great products and how it has saved his life. Heart attack at 35 and came back. Anyway, three great guests. Thank you for being with us. We'll go ahead and get started in just a second.
Bye, bye, bye.
We are back, and again, thank you so very much for being with us. Very excited to introduce my next guest. She is going to tell us about the U.S. Open and cool things that IBM is doing there to make the tennis more interactive and even cooler for the fans. Please welcome Christy Kolsky to the show. She is the Marketing Program Director for IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships. Christy, cool job. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
So how does AI play into tennis? What's it going to be like?
Well, AI certainly is a buzzword these days, and we're seeing lots of stories and information about how it's transforming many industries, and sports are no different. IBM is really excited to be working with the USTA this year to bring the power of generative AI to enhance the fan experience on the official digital platforms. So just to set the stage a little bit, think about the US Open. It's a two-week tournament. There's 254 matches, hundreds of players, and simultaneous play on 17 different courts. It's a lot of information and a lot of content to keep up with for the USTA editorial staff. So they had asked for our help to bring the power of AI to scale their expertise really to cover every match, not just the biggest matches happening on, you know, center court. So we created a solution called Match Reports. It uses IBM Watson X and including some of our Granite large language models to produce pre and post match bullets, as well as long form match summaries that are produced within minutes of a match's conclusion. This information is actually published internally. I like to think of it almost like a trusted colleague producing a first draft. And the USTA editorial staff then has a chance to review it, just make sure everything's accurate, looks good, and then they publish that out to their digital platforms.
So
we also have a couple of... go ahead.
If I understand this correctly, the Watson will watch the match and then tell me at the end exactly what John McEnroe would say. Watson will come out with a report that says, here's what happened in the match. The highlight was in the second set when Bjorn Borg seemed to get really tired and maybe like looked like he gave up for like that kind of thing. It will actually tell us the match highlights like that. Is that?
Yeah. So, oh, that's so cool. In this case, Watson isn't watching the match, but it is ingesting all the data from the match. You know, there's no AI without data. So it's ingesting all the scores, all the stats over the course of the tournament. It's going to be roughly 17 million data points. And it is pairing that up with large language models and natural language understanding to help generate these multi-paragraph summaries that will contextualize the data. So not only what was the score, but what were the turning points? What was it that made the difference for one player over the other, and really kind of contextualizing that into an editorial summary?
I mean, doesn't this make sports reporters irrelevant?
In this case, we're not looking to replace the editorial staff at all. I don't think you can replace, you know, the John McEnroes of the world. This is really about scaling the expertise to all those matches and courts that don't typically get coverage. Every single one of those players has a home country, has a fan base, you know, people who want to follow the action about all of those players, not just who shows up on center court. And that's quite daunting for the editorial staff. They really can't turn that content around in a timely enough fashion before the next round of play starts. So we're trying to fill the gap where they don't have coverage today.
All right. Fascinating. Will someone, you know, like in baseball, you see the fans sitting there doing a pitch by pitch report of the game, and they could tell you, you know, how many everything there have been during the game. That's where all these incredible baseball stats come in. Are you going to do that with the tennis? So just to let you know, my wife and my son are actually at the U.S. Open this week, and my son is a tennis player, so a big treat for him was to go to the U.S. Open. And I go to matches, and so I've done the data in myself. I've tried to watch my kid play and tell him, you know, you're not doing as well on the first server as the second server. You do better, you know, and help him with that kind of stuff. And I know that with tennis, I could sit there and create, as you said, 17 million data points, not only on the whole thing, just on my son's one match. You know, how much of that, well, how does the data come from the court into a computer? Does someone type in double fault and then, oh, he got missed the first serve here, the third, you know, it was 15 love, and he double faulted, and then it was 50 or 30-15. So if he double faulted, the other guy wins. So it would have to be 15-30. Then they hit it out of bounds to the left. You know, how does that data get in there? Is there a reporter on each court, a data statistician?
Yeah. So in the case of the U.S. Open, the umpire has a device called a chump, where they are recording the scores and the stats as they happen in real time.
What a cool name for that. Device.
I think it might be short for like the chair umpire device.
Okay,
the chump.
That works.
We're also some courtside statisticians, and we also, there are cameras now on every court.
Those are so
following
cool.
The ball player, the ball movement, the player movement. And so all of this information is getting ingested and processed in a room underneath Arthur Ashe Stadium called the Data Operations Room. At that point, IBM is able to ingest that data and distribute it out in near real time onto the digital platforms. Within the digital platforms, there's a solution called IBM Slam Tracker, where all that structured data is being shared out. And then we are able to then take that data and apply the power of AI to generate new insights and new content, new perspectives that surround and contextualize those scores and stats.
So if Watson is smart enough to be the smartest chess thing in the world, shouldn't it also be smart enough to just go ahead and tell us who's going to win the tournament? And how likely, I mean, you could ask it that. What kind of probability score do you think it would have? Like a 30% or a 70% likelihood? What are your thoughts, Christy?
Yeah, so within Slam Tracker, we do have an AI-powered solution called Likelihood to Win, where we are offering up predictions for each match. We're basing this on historical data, head-to-head matchups, rankings across the tours, but we're also pairing it up with unstructured data, things like news articles and punditry because there's information that's not necessarily structured about what's going on in a player's environment. How are they doing with their coach? Are they struggling with an injury?
Yeah, they just get dumped.
And so we are ingesting. Yeah, I mean, we are ingesting all of that information and producing these likelihood to win outcomes. I will say we actually produced that in the case of Wimbledon and correctly predicted an Alcaraz win in that case. So, but look, that's the beauty of sports, and anything can happen on any given day. And so that's why we tune in and watch to, be surprised and amazed.
Yes. Well, I'm older, so I want Djokovic to win. I would just like to see him, run up his tally of Grand Slam wins and put off Alcaraz for another year or two. So I'm hoping for the older generation.
Well, I was team Rafa and team Nadal, so I'm sad to see them depart the game, but I'm excited to see players like Alcaraz and Coco Gauff and others coming up that I think are going to be exciting for years to come.
Christy, who else are you working with as part of your job? I mentioned that it just sounds like a really cool job, marketing program director for IBM Sports and Entertainment. Just give us a sample of who else IBM is working with in that space.
In addition to tennis, we also have partnerships with the Masters and golf. We're using AI to generate whole insights. This is the first time ever for golf fans out there. You may know the pin moves every day, and so we can offer real-time insights and perspective on how each of those holes are playing. We work with ESPN Fantasy Football using AI to offer up draft recommendations, how to set your lineup from week to week, and even a trade analyzer.
Wow. Cool. How do we get the information, see all of this online? Where do we go at IBM.com?
Well, if you want to experience these AI enhanced fan experiences, you can download the official US Open app or go to usopen.org. And to learn more about our technology and how we're changing the game, you can go to IBM.com/sports.
That's easy to remember. Perfect. Christy Kolsky, thank you so much for being with us, and it will make the U.S. Open more fun. I'm going to watch Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for being with us. We are back, and again, thank you so much for being with us on this terrific Thursday. Remember, you can make it terrific. It is a choice. Just wake up and say, today's going to be a great day, and then make that happen. Very excited to introduce another great story. Boy, is this an uplifting one. Please welcome Maureen Tusty to the show, but she goes by Mo. She is the co-owner and creative director and film director for Sky Films, Inc. It is a documentary film company. They have just released a new film that is right up our alley. It is exactly about what this show is about. It's about female entrepreneurs. It's called She Rises Up. It's the story of three female entrepreneurs in third world countries that are uplifting them and them their families out of extreme poverty. Maureen Mo has also been very successful with other documentaries, most recently The Singing Revolution, which won all sorts of awards, Critics' Choice from the New York Times, which is, wow, that's prestigious. Maureen, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It is my pleasure. So tell us about the three women. What countries are they in? Tell us about them.
Sure. So we follow Magat is from Senegal, Gladys is in Peru, and Selena is from Sri Lanka. So three very different regions of the world, and also three very different women. But they are all entrepreneurs, and they started their businesses for different reasons. They got into this, but they are really using it as a means of addressing poverty in their local communities. So we really just followed them for 2 years and got to know them and got to know the struggles of what they're up against, what women in particular are still up against in so many impoverished regions, and really the role of what entrepreneurship can really do and bring as a solution for poverty in so many regions.
Excellent. I love that story. I do think entrepreneurship is the greatest force on earth for obviously the elimination of poverty, but for empowerment and happiness and strength and personal development and using the skills that God gave you and just everything. So Mo, how did you find these three women?
You know, we spent a lot of time talking to people on the ground in dozens of countries, and we work with a lot of local think tanks that are working on business issues in these countries, but also talking to people on the ground. And it's the same message we were hearing again and again. You know, there are the obstacles and the barriers that not only prevent women, but make it so difficult for anyone to even start a small business, to even get ahead, or even find access to jobs. And it was the same thing again and again. There are so few jobs. The few jobs there are go to the men first. And that's really what's holding people back from really transforming their communities. So through talking to all of these local groups and going there and doing our research, we then would get introduced to these different entrepreneurs, and Gladys, Magat, and Selena really just, they did really rise up as they're so articulate and beautiful in what they're trying to do and how they express it. So we just let them tell it in their own words and tell their own stories. And it's a very powerful message to hear it directly from the women who are living this every day.
So tell us the three individual stories. Can you, I guess, start with Gladys? You said that she was in Sri Lanka.
Gladys is in Peru, actually. Okay. And no, Gladys comes from the most extreme poverty, from the Andean Mountains. She made her way as a teenager to Lima, the capital, because she just personally had this inner strength that she did not want to live the life that and struggle that she saw her mother living. And she worked really hard and became very clear, I want to do more than just domestic work. And she started this small little mini market that has grown and grown and grown. And now she's at the stage, she's providing for her family. She is looking to expand and is looking to actually create a chain of mini markets in Peru. And her whole attitude, she's so lovely and unassuming, but she's like, hey, if there are male entrepreneurs that can do this, why not a female entrepreneur? And so she's taking it step by step. And the really interesting thing is, you know, it's not necessarily always fun and exciting to talk about policies, but little policy changes really can have an impact. So there are nearly one third of countries still have laws that stifle a woman's access to work, limiting bank accounts. You have to have a man co-sign with you, property inheritance, the type of job you can do. You can't work at nights because it's deemed dangerous. Well, that might be when you have childcare, you know? So there are all these restrictions. But Peru, in a period of economic reform a while ago, eliminated the law that women have to have a man co-sign them for a loan. And here we are now with Gladys. Her husband was really nervous about this expansion. She owns the business. She went and got the loan on her own. So she is now growing the business, creating more jobs, hiring more people. And that growth is really what is allowing her community in her small way to grow, so that one policy change really can have an impact. Because you look at the chaos on the political level and the corruption and say, how can you really make change? But these women are showing that, you know, every entrepreneur is making an impact, and even just a few policy changes can open and remove the barriers to let them do even more.
How did she get the money to start the mini mart?
when she worked for years, just scraping up and saving. And she tells the story in the film. It's amazing. She would do little jobs on the side, and then she'd start selling things, and she'd be like, hey, you know, oh, you're looking for, you know, this kind of food today. Well, I don't have that, but have the chicken, and then I'll have it for you tomorrow. And then she'd go out and she'd make sure she had it. So she just had the instincts. And I think, you know, the other thing is, not every person, I look at these women and I am just in awe of their abilities, their smarts. They have these entrepreneurial natural instincts, and they're, despite all the barriers, they're making it happen. And I'm a filmmaker, you know, I could never do what they're doing. I just so admire it. But not everyone has to be an entrepreneur, but it's the entrepreneurs that are creating the jobs. You know, Selena in Sri Lanka has started micro factories, little small facilities in the most remote areas that allow women to get access to work. They can do part-time, they can do flexible hours. She has over 1,000 women who are now have access to work through this company that she and her mother have built up. So it's amazing that, you know, what she's creating and the optimism she can still have despite the chaos that's going on economically and politically in the country right now. But she's doing it. But there's 1,000 women who aren't necessarily entrepreneurs themselves, but they suddenly have access to work. They have income to contribute for their children. And all of those women who are working are then an example for their children. And it really can change within one or two generations. You can really see the impact that opening and removing the barriers for entrepreneurship, for supporting small business, what that can really do for poverty.
And the final story in Senegal.
Magat Wade in Senegal. Magat is just a force of nature. She's amazing. And she was forced to leave when she was very young. Her parents had to leave Senegal just to find economic opportunity. She was raised by her grandmother, but then as she was an older child, she was pulled away from her grandmother to go live with her parents. And that had such profound impact on her that even today, that's part of her motivation for going back. She's building a cosmetics company, has built a cosmetics company in one of the most remote regions of Senegal, and as a means of creating jobs in the community. And she's also doing it as a means of creating products that use indigenous ingredients, sharing it with the rest of the world, sharing her culture with the rest of the world. So she's giving jobs to women, but she's also trying to promote healthy business environments within Senegal so that people don't have to leave. They don't have to get on a boat and drown as they try to, you know, risk their way trying to make it to Europe. People don't want to leave their homes. So this also addresses other issues too of, you know, people fleeing their countries. They don't go to some place where you don't speak the language and where it's, you know, so hard to get started by choice. They do it out of desperation. So she is all about creating jobs and a healthy business environment within Senegal so people don't have to leave and families don't have to be separated.
Mo, where'd you get the money to make this movie? And is it, I know the distribution starts this week, and tell us about how we can find showings close to us. But what's your goal from this? Is your goal to, obviously, to tell the story, but are you trying to win an Academy Award, to make money? Talk to us about, you know, what you can get out of this. I want you to win the awards and stuff.
There's nothing wrong with making money, and there's nothing wrong with winning an Academy Award, because that gets awareness. But we're just a little small for that. But we could always dream. But it's, you know what? Profit is not evil. It's like, even with a documentary and a film that has a message, that is what prosperity is, what keeps people going. It's what keeps communities going. It's what every family wants for their children. So we should be supporting that. And even in the film, you can see, especially in some of these really emerging economies, like the attitude about business and that people are out to take advantage of you. That's really not the case. You know, these small business owners, they're the lifeblood of our economy. And just the same in America. So I think what we want to get out of this is these stories are universal, whether it's an emerging economy, whether it's the U.S., you know, it resonates true. It's the same principles of removing the barriers, having proper barriers, but allow the entrepreneurs to do their things. The innovators are right there. They're in the inner city. They're in Senegal, Sri Lanka, and Peru. They just need the means and the doors opened so that they can flourish. And so it's getting away from the idea of aid and sending stuff to how about you invest in people? How about you buy products? Buy Magad's lip balm, Skin to Skin. Everything is on our website, sherisesupfilm.com. We are playing across the country. You can see all the cities we're playing. We're then going to be in universities. We'll then be streaming. So the film is out there. You can find out about it, sherisesupfilm.com. And it's about awareness, about this intersection of women participating in the economy and entrepreneurship and how that can truly impact poverty anywhere in the world. And it gives you, you know, on our website, there's lots of ideas of like, well, people get confused. Well, how can I help then? If sending stuff isn't the right solution, what is? And it's just a change in mindset. It's investing in people. It's buying products from people and encouraging a healthy business environment is really the only solution for poverty long term.
Well said. Very, very well said. And I am on the website right now. I see the dates and I also see the ways I can buy things. And this looks really cool. You're right. That is the ultimate way to support an entrepreneur, is to buy something from them. So
absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's good. It's what keeps us all churning and working. So it's a good thing.
How many other women do you think in Peru, Sri Lanka, have seen these women and have acted because of it? How big is the ripple effect?
Oh, it's, you know, right now, especially with this film, our goal is to get this into these countries. So right now we have just released in the U.S., but we are absolutely on an international trajectory. And it's as important to see this film in these countries. We have all of the translations ready to go. When I am there with these women, you can see just the example of, you know, Gladys in Peru, her daughter is now, you know, working in the business, wants to run with it. But Gladys is worried that she's like, oh, have I been too easy on her? Is she spoiled? It's the same thing that I worry about with my 18-year-old.
Exactly. Oh,
yes, it's
universal,
like, but
problems.
The example. Yes. Yeah, so it's like the having role models and examples, and the same with entrepreneurs. Having that role model and mentoring really does matter. And you see a lot of that in the stories of the women, of how powerful it is for other women to see, wow, I really can do that.
How do we see the website again? One more time, please.
SheRisesUpFilm.com. Don't forget the film part. SheRisesUpFilm.com.
Fantastic. Mo, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations. And I do hope you win the Academy Award. I will vote for you.
Thank you, Jim. All right. We'll spread the word.
And we will be right back.
Well, that's a wonderful question, actually, Gil.
Oh my gosh, I love the opportunity to do this. Thank you, Jim.
Wow, that's a great one.
You know, that is a phenomenal question.
That's a great question, and I don't have a great answer.
That's a great question.
Oh, that is such a loaded question, and that's actually a really good question.
School for Startups Radio.
We are back, and again, thank you so very much for being with us. We are excited to be joined by our good friend Wayne Elliott. He is the guru today behind Strauss Naturals. They have an incredible line of supplements and pharmaceuticals that you need to know about. I'm using their kidney product now, and hopefully I'm going to have some benefit from that. I'll let you know after I've been on it a month or so. Wayne, how are you doing today?
Always well. Thanks, Jim.
Tell us about how you met Jim Strauss.
Well, I met Jim Strauss. I had a heart attack at age 35 and lucky to make it past 40 doing nothing. I refused the doctor's medicine or the open heart surgery. I had clogged arteries. I certainly went downhill over the 5 years. After the attack, I got angina and all the symptoms, pinches in the chest, night sweats, leg cramps, shortness of breath. And then my heart went out of rhythm. And that drove me crazy because I felt every beat. And it was a very regular, irregular heartbeat. It was supraventricular tachycardia, they called it. It was a one-beat race. About every sixth beat would be a race beat. I thought it was skipping a beat. But it was racing, and so I met Jim my fifth month taking the Strauss heart drops, which was the luckiest day of my life, because by then I felt like more than a new man, I felt like Superman, really. And I told him, though, that it had done nothing for my high blood pressure. He said, it must be your kidneys then, and he said, we have the kidney formula. And I said, I've also got a developed irregular heartbeat. And he said, we've got a great product for that called, in those days it was just called heart, now it's called cardio support. And so I started on those two for 3 months, and my blood pressure since has been 120/70. That's a long time ago now. And my arrhythmia went away in 3 months, which was a blessing because, as I say, that's the one that drove me crazy. I went to sleep with it, woke up with it. And so, you know, I'm forever grateful to the Strauss family and their formulas. It saved both my parents, extended their lives. My dad had a canceled bypass surgery in Boston after 3 months on the Strauss heart drops. And then a couple of years later, he told me I have to go to Boston for a prostatectomy and have my prostate removed. I said, what? What's going on? And he didn't tell me, but he'd been on some medication for 2 years and it wasn't working. So they were going to remove his prostate. And so I convinced him, because of what the heart drops had done for him, to go on the prostate formula. He did that for 3 months. I said, Dad, it's not going to kill you in 3 months. Try the prostate formula and go back and see what they say for the test before the surgery. And they canceled his prostatectomy. And my dad died 12 or 13 years later with a healthy prostate. So, I mean, my own family, including myself, benefited huge with these formulas. My mom always had trouble getting up too many times through the night to use the bathroom, and when she went on, so did I, actually, but I didn't have any trouble getting back to sleep. She had a lot of trouble getting back to sleep. I was just exhausted. So the Strauss bladder formula fixed that for both of us. We get up once through the night. Well, my mom's gone now, but when she was alive, she got up once through the night. And I'm the same way now, myself. So they're very, very effective. The bladder and the kidney and the prostate formulas all have nature's best, strongest antibiotic or golden seal root. They each have that. It turns out, not only does bacteria grow back quickly in those three parts of a man's body, the prostate, bladder, and kidneys, and the two parts of a woman's body, the bladder and the kidneys, but it's stubborn to accept help, those parts of our body are. And it turns out the bacteria is a big problem in those parts of our body. Personally, I believe it's the start of, they say, one out of every two men, every other man will get prostate cancer. It all starts with bacteria. And you, infections that plague so many people, women especially, I think. The bladder formula is just so effective. And that golden seal root really does a job to help the body get rid of the bacteria. And then from there, it seems to be, and just had great success with those formulas. The Heart Drops, Strauss Heart Drops, are the flagship product. They're for our leading cause of death, heart attack and stroke. And they just work to dissolve that plaque and cholesterol. And I'll tell you, the way I felt 3 months, Jim, I really did think I had become Superman. I was sleeping very little. I had such energy. It was so invigorating. It's hard to describe, really, as we increase our blood flow. You know, it's a process, just like getting blocked up is a process. Getting clogged up is a process. And starts earlier in life. So if I had my way, everything would start taking some Heart Drops at age 30 and avoid all that trouble. But just a great line of products. I'm on the road now, traveling Canada, visiting hundreds of stores and talking to the people about the products. And yeah, being involved in this, it's so rewarding. It's my main job now. It's what I spend most of my time. It's very rewarding for me. I was rewarded, of course, as an environmentalist, but it wasn't quite as this, Jim. Just, you know, one-on-one helping people, and it's just fabulous. I love it. It's painless, satisfaction guarantee. There's no contraindication with pharmaceuticals. And this product that Strauss has just brought back by popular demand is the Woman's Wonder. And it's a great name for it because at the time of the month that the ladies, young ladies, get their menstrual cycle, some of them really suffer cramps and bloating and really uncomfortable for those several days. And our experience previously, about 50% of the ladies, about 50% of the ladies took it before that. When they took it before the one cycle, they never suffered after that again. And the rest of the ladies, for information we got back, nobody had to take it more than 2 or 3 months, 3 days before their cycle starts if they're regular, if it's at the same time every month. If they're irregular and don't know when it's coming, then they take it for 2 days once it started. And I'll tell you, ladies are just so grateful not to go through that, missing work or missing school or feeling so bad for those few days. So I'm glad they brought that product back because it saved a lot of misery.
Wayne, can you go through how some of the products actually work? Can you tell us why the heart product is so effective? You've done this with me off air personally. Can you give us, go through the actual science and explain it?
Well, it's that cholesterol we can tend to. I mean, it's not just our arteries. I think we tend to think that because, of course, it's the cause of most heart attacks, angina, you know, chest pains and all that, is lack of blood flow. The blood's the only transportation system in our body. It must carry everything, including that all-important oxygen to our heart and our brain. Everywhere, but our heart and our brain need the most. Our brain needs 20% of all the oxygen we take in. So it's the only transportation system is the blood. We have 50,000 kilometers of vessels, veins, arteries, and capillaries in our body. It's hard to believe, but everyone does. And that cholesterol can build up anywhere. It's not just the main heart arteries or the carotid arteries on the side of our neck, which go to our brain. It's everywhere. It's those tiny vessels that go to your eyes and ears. After I had taken it that first time 30 years ago, Jim, the hearing, first thing that happened after 2 weeks was the hearing returned to my left ear. I had no idea that that was cholesterol. No idea whatsoever. I just didn't even suspect it. And then I've been wearing eyeglasses since my mid-30s. I didn't wear eyeglasses for 5 years, and my sight improved that much. So those tiny vessels to our eyes as well. In fact, macular degeneration, which they say is incurable, that's not true to start with, but macular degeneration is cholesterol blockage and restriction in those veins to our eyes. So it's just remarkable. If you think of open heart surgery or bypass surgery, Jim, first of all, I just learned last week that they're reluctant to bypass an artery, to replace an artery, unless it's 70% blocked. Well, that's unbelievable to me, to only have 30% of the blood flow we're meant to have. I'm surprised they don't replace them when they're less restricted than that. But if you think of it, let's say you had a quadruple bypass, four arteries bypassed. First of all, they would take the veins from your legs generally. Those veins are meant to be in your legs, not used as bypass veins. So there's that side of it, the blood flow in your legs. And then if you had four bypasses, they're maybe replacing 3 or 4 feet of vessels. We have 50,000 kilometers of them in our body. So all that pain, open heart surgery, crank your chest open, with frozen shoulders afterwards, all that recovery to only deal with those very worst parts. And the straight truth is, wherever we have a blockage or a serious restriction, we're going to have issues. Doesn't matter where it is. Diabetics, it's their biggest issue is circulation. And they have a 4 to 5 times greater risk of a heart attack or stroke than those of us who are not diabetic. So circulation is the most important body function. Every single cell in our body needs blood, from the hair in our head to our toenails and everything in between. And that's why we have so many tens of thousands of miles of vessels inside us. So it is the most important product. It is the most important health issue is our circulation. Diabetics can lose their toes, lose their feet, lose their legs, lose their eyesight, and suffer a great deal of pain. They can. So this product is just, it's a one of a kind. It's been the only product that does what it does for 45 years commercially available. And the Strauss Company is very successful with it. It's sold in 7 countries so far. And it dissolves that cholesterol that restricts and blocks our blood flow. And when you're plugged up like I was, you know, every week, literally after 6 or 7 weeks, every week got noticeably better, where I just had more and more energy. Blood flow is life. It's our energy. And if you have enough restrictions, you will lose energy. There's no question about that. Just before I found the heart drops, or they found me, I was hard pressed to do my job properly. Boarding ships, I hated even climbing that accommodation ladder, which is really just a set of stairs, just like in your house, about 40 feet long. And boy, I'd be baffled when I got to the top of them. I stopped crawling any tanks. I even stopped opening tank covers, and that was a huge mistake I made on a ship called the Henry Ford II, because they had used the whole stern bilge area. They're not supposed to do this, but the owners did. Used the whole stern bilge area for waste oil and grease. So it was a real nightmare when we recycled the vessel and fighting fires for 2 months while we were doing the stern end. I couldn't do my job properly. I didn't have the energy. I didn't have the will. just before I found them, I once went 11 weeks, and on the weekends, never left my bedroom watching TV, didn't want the phone to ring or anybody to come by. And I didn't really realize I had anxiety or some form of depression, but there's no doubt I did. I realized that once I didn't have it anymore, Jim, which was after a couple of months on the Strauss heart drop. So that circulation issue, it can affect us in so many ways. Anything that isn't getting the blood that it's supposed to get, we're going to have an issue. One real clear sign is, if you've ever seen anybody with grayish blue lips or uneven colored skin, that's a real sign of lack of blood flow. So I always hate to see that. I can't, even to strangers sometimes I'll speak up and ask them if they've had any heart trouble. And there's also the earlobe crease. You can Google the man's name, Frank Crease, and actually see a picture of an earlobe with the crease on it. And that's nature's signal of blocked arteries. You can have it on one ear, or like me, you can have it on both ears. It just indicates that you're clogged on both sides of your body, the arteries on both sides of center, or just one side if it's just in one ear. Of course, I have deep creases in both ears, so I was clogged up pretty good. But Frank's crease, if you Google it, you'll see the picture. And Harvard first discovered that the best indicator of clogged arteries was the earlobe crease. They discovered that in 1972, Jim, and we didn't hear anything of it. I've never heard a doctor talk about it ever once. And Denmark did a very large study in 2008 with the same results. It was a better indicator. The earlobe crease was a better indicator than all the other indicators put together. Blood cholesterol, triglycerides, environment, hereditary, smoking, obesity, all those put together were not the indicator that the earlobe crease is.
I'm looking at pictures of that right now online. I've never heard of this before, but my goodness, it's fascinating. And there's tons of research and data on this, but I'd never seen that.
Well, take a look in the mirror for yourself too, Jim, and see if you have a crease in one earlobe or both. It's nature's signal. They don't go away when your arteries are clear, but nature gives us that signal. Apparently, one of our arteries ends in our ear, and that's why the crease. You know, it's unmistakable, and I've asked a lot of people, you know, you have heart trouble? Yeah, how do you know? Well, it's right on your ears, you know. So we really push the idea of prevention. They say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But I certainly believe that. It's a lot better to avoid a heart attack or stroke than it is to come back from one. Although that's certainly the way back, the Strauss heart drops, we just continue to see, which many people have called miracles, many doctors have called miracles, but they're not miracles, they just do what they're supposed to do.
How does the kidney product work? Tell us about that one.
Well, again, it starts with that golden seal root to help kill the bacteria. It's a real culprit in the kidneys, the bladder, and the prostate. It seems to be the start of anything bad that's going to happen. It starts with bacteria. And I don't know why those parts of our body are the most difficult. Strauss always said, try not to miss a dose of the kidney, the bladder, or the prostate formula. I don't know why, but the bacteria will grow back more quickly in those parts of our body as well. So it's just, that's where it starts, and then it has other great ingredients that are just great food and support for our kidneys. And once again, I can personally attest that they are very highly effective. Now, if a person didn't know if their blood, because doctors don't know, and they can never tell us if it's our heart or our kidneys that's at the source of the high blood pressure issue. It's always one or the other. If a person didn't know and didn't care, which it was, then they should try the Strauss heart drops and the Strauss kidney formula. And then their satisfaction's guaranteed. So you can't be, I love that about the Strauss company. You cannot be cheated for your money. You can't be dissatisfied that you've spent your money and been unhappy about it. Because Strauss won't have a dissatisfied customer. So if you're not satisfied, you just get a full refund. And
do you know within a month that it's actually doing anything?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Within 1 month, would you know if it's doing anything?
Some people, it's amazing to me, Jim. Well, certainly with the bladder, the kidney, and the prostate, you will definitely know sooner than a month. In fact, it seems to work so quick with the bacteria that most people will know within 1 week on those three products. And that's the reason why, as that bacteria begins to get killed off, we feel differently. You may go through a couple of days of urinating more often, and then you'll urinate less. Whether you've got incontinence or leaking or getting up too many times through the night or whatever the thing is, you will notice a difference usually within 7 days. And then I always plead with the people on the radio, Jim, to please take them for 3 months. Don't stop when you feel as though your symptoms are finished. Bacteria grows back very quickly in those areas. So do the whole job. Take the product for 3 months and then worry no more. Now, people have had more serious problems that have stayed on them longer. But I would say more with the prostate than anything else, than the other two. I would say the prostate would be the one that people, if they had to stay on it longer, that's the one. I had a great call from a lady in Missouri last fall. I was on a Missouri radio show, the Power Hour, and she called in to say that she'd had a urinary tract infection for 25 years. I just couldn't believe it. And that she had tried every prescription that her doctor recommended, everything new that came along, and she bought anything that she saw in the health store, and nothing helped her. She said, I listened to you last month on the radio, Wayne, when you mentioned your bladder formula. And she said, well, it won't work. Nothing works. But I have to try it. I searched for help here. And she said, after a week, I knew there was a big change. So I went to the doctor after 2 weeks, and my urinary tract infection was gone for the first time in 25 years. I was very happy for her. I couldn't imagine suffering that for that period of time. But very, very powerful, these formulas are, Jim. They're very powerful, very effective.
Well, Wayne, you gave me some, and I have just started, and I'll let you know how they help.
Well, that's good. Try not to skip a dose, Jim. Keep taking them regularly. And if you can't manage them times a day, if you can only do twice, say, morning and night, take a larger dose. Try and make up the quantity of missing the third dose.
How do we find out more and get some Strauss products ourselves?
Well, you can go online, the United States, at Strauss, S-P-R-A-U-S-S, Strauss Naturals, with an S, .com, StraussNaturals.com, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, or you can call toll-free at 1-866-478-2873 and talk to one of the fine lady service representatives there, and very knowledgeable, very helpful. Or you can do both. Go on the website, check it out, and then call if you like.
And you're having a BOGO sale right now too, I see.
Yeah, I think it starts any day now, if it hasn't.
It's already started.
Has it? Okay. Well, you know more than I do.
Wayne, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
We are out of time for today, but back tomorrow. Be safe, everyone. Take care and go make $1 million by now.